Yes, lad. It's back to school time again. Let me see now. Uniform, check. Shoes for Andrew, yeah, check. School bag, check. Stationery, check. Book. Book. Go away, mathematics. Me never get a maths book, you know.
Mitzi, oi!
Who that I may get?
Jennifer, man, come let me in.
Oh, Jennifer, oh, I come in, darling.
So, Mitzi, all the day you're a chat. You finish your back to school shopping yet?
I'm not done yet, you know, but I almost get everything. I have some more books to get, and I have to make sure some dry enough money for them spending there. Me prefer to have the money pan me than to go use the car now something go wrong with the people in the machine or something.
Why, Mitzi, me hear what you say, you know. But you're sure you want to walk with so much money pan your door? Members of the teeth and that prepare for that season yet too, you know.
Me good, man. Don't worry. Me ready for them.
Mitzi, you better make sure.
September for many means a new backpack, books, sharpened pencils, and the beginning of a school year. Personal security during the preparation period for the new academic year is important. Head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF's Corporate Communications Unit, Superintendent of Police Stephanie Lindsay, is urging shoppers to take all the necessary steps to lessen the likelihood of being victims of robbery while conducting financial transactions.
Minimize the use of actual cash at this time and go more for credit card or debit card. You want to be very clear about where you're going and what is it that you're looking for. So you sort your cash accordingly. Have an idea how much you will be spending where. In that way, you can manage the cash and you don't have to be taking out large sums of money.
Avoid taking large sums of money to or from the bank, either by walking or driving. And do not direct your employee or employees to travel with large sums of cash to or from the bank.
We don't want persons to leave their goods on car seats because that too can encourage persons to break into the car and steal the items.
Superintendent Lindsay suggests that you can also leave your goods in the store where purchases are made and carpool. If you need to get additional cash from an ATM, use one that is in a busy area where persons can see you and one that is well lit and secured if you go at night. Avoid going alone in isolated or crowded areas and leave expensive jewelry, gadgets, phones, laptops at home where possible.
Look out for persons who may be loitering, not shopping.
Never drive home if you suspect that someone is trailing you. Drive to the nearest business place or police station. If you are using a car park, as best as possible, select an area which provides flexibility and a clear view when leaving and entering your vehicle. Ensure that you are on the lookout for con artists, persons who present themselves as victims with sad stories, beggars, overly helpful persons, people soliciting a drive or asking for direction, especially people pretending to know you or someone you might be acquainted with.
So whilst they're engaging in a conversation to distract you, they have other persons who are either stealing from you or will come and take away your valuables.
If you are in need of assistance, seek help from someone employed to the organization that you have conducted business with. Increased business in commercial districts also means that business operators will be handling large sums of cash. Superintendent Lindsay recommends that business owners use a reputable courier service to transport cash to and from the bank.
We also encourage that if you can make arrangement with your local police for them to escort someone with the cash to the banking facility. And this is of no cost to the business operators. All we ask is that you make their arrangements, give the officers sufficient time so that they can plan it within the operational activity for the day.
If you have to conduct business, vary the day, time, and route. Do not stick to one route. You can also activate the panic button on the Stay Alert mobile application to inform the police that you are in distress. Remember to be alert and make your back-to-school shopping experience a safe one.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.